Hi, good evening again. You can hear my whisper, right? Yeah. Okay. Let's open our Bible at Psalm chapter 63. Psalm chapter 63. Verses 1 and 2. Verse number 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee. In the day and thirsty, dry and thirsty land where no water is. Verse number 2. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in sanctuary. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this wonderful evening. We are grateful for the love you have shown us on the cross through your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you very much for keeping us alive till this day. Help us to concentrate. Help us to focus. Help us to hear your voice. Let all the other voices cease so that we can hear your voice. There are many times we pay attention to the voices all around us. But right now, this is our request. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Christianity 101, this was one of the new thing I heard. I thought maybe it's some kind of book that Pastor Josh is starting. So I asked him, what is Christianity 101? And I Googled it, actually. I Googled to find out what's Christianity 101. And I found a very expensive book on Amazon. And when I looked up the introduction of that book, it was about the basics of Christianity. And somebody who wrote the introduction of that book, he says, every new believer must read this book. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you started Christianity 101 for this month. It's the basics of Christianity, basics of Christian life. And I believe it's not only for those who have become newly Christian. Basics of Christianity is for all people, all Christian. I mean, we should remember that these were basic things which changed our lives. It was not the theological discussion that changed our lives. They were the basic things. And we need to always remember and revisit those basic things so that our faith is always fresh and strengthened. So today we are taking one more step on this Christianity 101. Last Wednesday, Pastor Josh spoke about the church, the importance of church. And today we are going to taking more step, and we are going to learn about strengthening our relationship with God. And we are going to learn this subject, meditating and learning on reading and prayer, strengthening our relationship with God by reading the Bible and prayer. Now, reading the Bible, as we all know, is listening to God. We read the Bible, if we're not reading it, get some information, or get ourselves excited for the stories which are found in Exodus or Genesis. We read the Bible so that we can hear his voice. And we also know as a Christian that prayer is talking to God. We hear God speaking through the Bible, through his word, and we talk to him through our prayers. Now, if you want to sum up these two words, reading, listening, and talking, which word would you come up with? I was thinking, I thought there should be a word which would explain both of these two acts. And I think that is communication. So let me say that today we are going to learn how to strengthen our relationship with God through communication. And we all know that communication is not a one-sided thing. It is a two-sided thing. You listen and you talk. You won't be a good communicator if you listen, but you don't talk. And you won't be a good communicator if you talk and you don't listen. So in order to develop and strengthen our relationship, we need two. We need both. Hearing and speaking. And hearing is from the Word of God, and speaking is prayer. When you read the Word of God, God opens his heart. God opens mind, mind and heart. If you want to know his mind, read the prose. And if you want to read his mind, just go ahead and read the poetry. That's where God... And if you want to open his heart, open your heart to him, just pray and talk to him. And this is how the communication is... Communication helps build the relationship. And this is true about any relationship. Husband and wife, if you want to get stronger in your relationship, just communicate. Talk and listen to one another. And any relationship needs communication to get stronger. But when it comes to strengthening our relationship with God via hearing and talking, let me say this. This is the most important thing we need to remember. If you forget all my devotion, just remember these three things. What is the most important thing when we are thinking about strengthening our relationship with God? By hearing his voice and letting him hear our voice. So I would like to say three things. Just remember these. The first one is, well, this is our reading. The most important things, the first one is God himself, he wants to make a relationship with you. Amen. God himself. You remember the story in the Garden of Eden? It was God himself who took initiative, and he met Adam and Eve in the day, in the cool of the day. It was God who came to meet, talk to them, converse with them, and have fellowship with them. So it is his desire that we have fellowship with him. So when we are talking about strengthening our fellowship with him, just remember that it is his heart to have relationship with us. If he doesn't want relationship with us, you won't be able to make any relationship with him. So we should remember that when we are talking on this subject, God is the one who initiates. And he's the one. And not only the Garden of Eden, when this relationship was broken, he provided sacrificial system so that his people could approach him, could come to him. Right. See, you read the Bible, and he's always taking initiative in making relationship with his people. It was God who took initiative to leave his heavenly throne and come down on earth and save us. Not to save us and leave on our own, but to save us and keep us, to have a relationship. So it is he who wants relationship with us. The second thing we need to remember in this matter, that God has already worked his part in making relationship. He has done what he could to make relationship with us. Bible tells us that our God is Emmanuel, God with us, relationship. Our God is Emmanuel. He came to save us. The Bible tells us that God is the one who demolished the wall of sin which had separated us from him. Take initiative to make relationship with us. So he had done his part. And in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37 says, Jesus is visiting Jerusalem before his crucifixion. And it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I, have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. A very strong desire to have relationship is there. How would I? In my simple language, let me say that Jesus is saying, how terribly I wanted you under my wing, as chicken gathers her chicks under her wings.
That's good.
A strong desire to have relationship with us, the human beings. The third thing, it's very important to remember, we have to do our part. God wants to have fellowship with us, and he has done his part. Now, the third thing is, we need to do our part. We need to do. And I think the major reason is, if we want to make relationship with God, it is us who need to do our part, because he has done his part, and he already knows us. He knows each one of us. He doesn't, in order to, for him to make relationship with me, he doesn't have to know me. He already knows me. He knows my future. He knows right after this devotion, what will I be doing? He knows. He knows me from my inner side and from the outside. But he knows my thoughts. We don't know him. So we need to do our part in making relationship with us. When the Bible says, John chapter 3 verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will have eternal life. I believe it's just an invitation, which means God is the first one who extend his hand. I mean, I extend my hand. Anybody of you who wants to make friendship with me, just come and shake hands, and we will be friends. This is how it is. This is how he desires to make relationship with us. And interestingly, when God talks about himself in the Bible a lot. And he also talks about relationship between him and his people. In the Old Testament, he gives so many pictures to help us understand his relationship with us. So many pictures. He introduced himself as a father. Not that he gave birth, he created us and he bought us with his blood. But he says, he introduces himself as a father. And he introduces himself as a shepherd. He introduces himself as a creator, as a redeemer, as a sustainer. But when it came to the strongest bond he wanted us to have with him, he said, I'm your husband. Do you know the Bible says, God says, I am your husband. One of the strongest and deepest, closest relationship on earth. The closeness of his relationship, which he wants us with him, he says, I'm your husband. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5. It says, for your maker is your husband. And it says, the Lord of Host is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, your husband. It has nothing to do with physical. It has to do with the intimacy which God is looking in the relationship between him and you individually. Between him and his people that he has redeemed from sins. So he's looking for maybe not stronger relationship, but something which is more intimate and one. Remember when Jesus was praying, he said, pray, Father, that they be one as we are one. Which means Jesus was saying, hey, this is what I want from you. I want you to be one with me. What other relationship allows you to be one? What other relationship allows two people to become one? Husband and wife. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 31 and 32. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke. Thou, I was husband to them, says the Lord. I'm talking from the Old Testament. You might say, oh, it's just an Old Testament. Well, when you come to New Testament, how did Jesus introduce himself? He said, I'm bridegroom. You're my bride, and I'm your bridegroom. Most intimate relationship, the most strongest relationship. And I would like to say that even though it's the strongest relationship, it is also one of the most delicate relationship. Do you know that husband-wife relationship can break with sin? It's exactly the same with the Lord. When another God comes in, the relationship with the real, one true God breaks. This is the kind of relationship Jesus demands from us. This is the kind of relationship that he wants with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. It says, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, when it comes to strengthening our relationship with God through reading and prayer, or my word, communication, the purpose of communication with God is not to receive information from him and pass on information to him, which most of the time we do. We just read the Bible, a chapter a day keeps the devil away, and then you present your list of requests and just leave. I've done this many times, and sometimes I do it. Not on purpose, but it just happens. I read my Bible and get to know my devotion. Well, we're done. 15 minutes, 30 seconds prayer. Have to go to church or have to take the kids to school or I promise them to take them to gym. I just leave. But this is not the purpose of communication. The purpose of communication is reading the Bible and praying is that our relationship will get stronger. When I talk to my wife, I don't really talk to her because I need some information. We don't exchange information. We just talk. Random things, on-purpose things, meaningful things. Sometimes we talk meaningless things too, like movies. But with God, we communicate in order that we will become stronger in the relationship which we have with him. Now, let's move on. Why reading the Bible? Why reading the Bible in order to get our relationship strengthened? Now, I would like to say that the Bible is the mind of God. And the more we know the Bible, the more we know him. And the more we know him, the more we can have stronger and intimate relationship with him. But the first reason I would like to say, because in the Bible, God talks about himself. And if we want to make good relationship with God, you need to talk to him, right? If you want good relationship with me, you shouldn't go and talk to somebody else. You have to talk to me, right? If you want to make good relationship with your wife, don't go and talk to her sister. It doesn't work. If we want to make a good relationship with somebody, we go and talk to him and we get to know him. If somebody comes to you and say, well, Pastor Farouk likes to go to gym, well, don't believe them, I don't. He must be lying, or maybe or if somebody comes and say, oh, you like science fiction. I don't like science fiction. I watch martial art movies. They are my favorite from 12 years old, 10 years old, Jackie Chan, yeah. So, what I'm saying is, don't trust anybody else about me. I am the better person to tell about myself. Yeah. And God is the better person to talk about him, yeah, rather than somebody else. You can't go and ask a theologian about God if you want to make personal relationship with God. It has to be personal. It's not depending on somebody else. If you are getting some information about God, somebody else might tell you God is love and hide that he's fire too. Somebody might tell you that God is gracious and hide that he's judge too. Somebody might tell you that God saves, but they hide that he sanctifies too. Somebody might tell you that God is love, he's caring, but he may hide it from you that he can allow suffering and persecution too. So, the best book to make good relationship with God is Bible itself. Yeah, yeah. Because God himself speaks in this book about himself. So, we need to read the Bible. We need to read his mind. We need to contact the book. And second reason, reading the Bible, why it's important. Because in the Bible, God speaks to his people. He's living God, so he speaks. Psalm chapter 9, verse 7 to 11, it says that God speaks through creation, but he also speaks through the word he has written for us. Do you know how many times in the Bible it says, thus says the Lord? 400 times. It's more than 360 times, which is the number of the days in a year. Which means more than every day he says, thus says the Lord. And every time you're reading the Bible, it says, the Lord says, the Lord said, and he spoke. That means he's talking to you.
Yeah, that's good.
So, reading of the Bible is very, very important. Amen. In order to listen to his mind, to capture his character. He tells what he likes and what he dislikes in the Bible. So, keep reading. And if you're not reading, start reading. I think I was 17 years old when I first seriously started reading the Bible. I remember I was having my daily devotion from Daily Bread. And our director of operation mobilization, he came in and he said, so what you doing? He said, well, I told him I was doing my devotion. And he said, no, you're not doing your devotion. You're doing somebody else's devotion. I said, what do you mean? He said, aren't you reading Daily Bread? I said, yes. He said, it's not your devotion. You go ahead and do your own devotion. Now, I'm not against those devotional books. Please, understand. I'm not against those devotional books. They're good help. But if you want to have your personal devotion, this is it. So he gave me four markers, green, red, yellow, and blue. And he said, every time you read a commandment, underline it with red. And every time you see something encouraging, underline it with green. So my first Bible was super, super dirty with all those four colors. This is how I started by reading the Bible. And it helps a lot. So when you read, just you can come up with your own method. But this is what helped me a lot. So read the Bible. It's God's mind. That's where God talks about himself. And that's where, through Bible, he speaks to his people. Okay, how does the Bible help to strengthen our relationship with God? First, it helps us to stay close to God. Stay close to God. You want to stay close to God? Read his word. Read his word. John chapter 15 is a famous chapter in the Bible. And repeatedly it says, you can do nothing without me. You can do nothing without me. You cannot bear fruit without me. You can do nothing. But there is one more thing which comes up again and again. And it is, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. Yeah. Abiding his word in us is abiding in him. Reading his word is taking his mind to our mind. So stay close. The more we know this truth, the more we spend our time in the Bible, the more we are capturing and learning the mind of God, taking his thoughts in. And it's very important that we stay close to God. If we want a stronger relationship with him. Second, it helps us with the path God has prepared for us. Now the Bible tells us that two people cannot walk together if they disagree on something. And in the Bible tells us how we can agree with him, how we can walk with him, how we can walk on the path which he has prepared for us. When we are reading the Bible, we are knowing his mind, and we are also knowing what he expects us to do. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, your ears will hear a word behind you. You walk in his path, and you will hear a voice behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. You're walking on his path. When you're reading the Bible, you're hearing his mind, and he will speak to you. Many times in our life, we don't really know what to do. We don't know if we need to go to right or to left. That's where the voice of God, that's where the instructions of the Bible come. When the world is dark in front of us and we don't know what to do, that's where the Lord helps us with his word. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105 says, your word is lamp to my feet and light to my path. You know, the lamp cannot show you your destination. It cannot show you your destination, but it can take you to your destination. One step at a time. If you have a lamp in your hand, you take one step at a time. You keep your lamp in your hand, in front of your feet, and you take your steps in the light of that lamp. That's the word of God is. When we read, it gives us the light. It tells us where to go. It takes us to our destination. Third, it helps us to become more like Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 20, chapter 2, verse 20 and 22. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son who loved me and gave himself for me. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 says, Paul is telling, ye followers of me, as I follow Christ. In some translation, it says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And no judgment which translation is right. But in Greek, it means to walk exactly the same walk. Talk exactly the same talk. Imitate somebody. If you want to imitate me, you stand like me and wave your hand like the way I am waving. It's imitating. And he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Reading the Bible helps us to know his mind and helps us to know, become more like Jesus Christ. Very famous verse in the Bible, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. Renewing of our mind is with the Word of God. Every day. Okay, prayer. How does prayer help us to strengthen our relationship with God? As we said, we are talking about communication. Listening to God from His Word and via prayer. Thing in our life. Now, when we talk about prayer, the instant thing in our mind appears: prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of supplication, prayer of praise, prayer of lot many prayers that we have come to our mind. It can be prayer of confession. It can be prayer of intercession. No, I am not talking about that kind of prayer. I am talking about a prayer which communicates the idea of communication. I'm not talking about formal prayer, and I'm not against those prayers. We need to pray for our sick family members. We need to intercede for the unsaved. We need to pray for the church family. We do need to pray for the unsaved. And all those prayers are needed. We need to pray. But when it comes to strengthening your relationship, we need to think about it a little bit differently. Now, let me give you an example. If God is talking to you from the Bible about repentance, you cannot pray about the filling of the Holy Spirit. That will be a bad kind of communication. So when you read the Bible, before you pray, you need to ask some questions. You need to ask Him. You need to think, what did God say to me? Did He speak to me loving my neighbor? Did he speak to me asking, confessing my sins? Did he talk to me about helping one of my church members? What did he say? So that you can converse with him through prayer according to what he has spoken to you. Do you know what I'm saying? Two people speaking to one another cannot have different kind of talk. I mean, I can ask, how are you, Brother David? And he can say, he can say something weird, which I haven't asked him. If I ask him, how are you? He can't say, I have apple in my hand. He has to tell me that he's doing well or he's doing bad. Well, when we are talking about strengthening our relationship with God via communication, we need to talk to God and we need to listen to God and talk to him. So when that kind of prayer comes, they are called heartfelt prayers. Heartfelt prayers, not the prayer which you offer as a prayer, yeah. as you do it regularly. The prayer which you can pray in your shut door, behind the door. Public prayers, good. But when it comes to strengthening your, we need to pray the kind of prayer which you will pray in private. You trust me, there were 6 months in my life which were terribly tough life. In front of me, we had a Red Sea, and behind were Egyptian army, and we didn't know what to do. My prayer, my personal prayer in the closet, they changed. I started doubting, and I started expressing my faith in God. Kind of experience, that kind of prayer, I believe is the prayer which helps us strengthen our relationship. Being truthful in our prayer. Sometimes you don't want to say in your prayer that God is good. Sometimes you just want to tell God that he's so brutal. He's not having mercy on you. Read the Psalms and you'll find it. People have said that God, you're so merciless to me. Read the book of Lamentation. Read the book. Yeah, there are prayers which we need to pray, and that prayer is in the closed room. It reminds me of 1 Samuel when Hannah was praying. The Bible tells us that his lips were moving. She was crying. Her lips were moving. And one of the observers there thought, maybe she's drunk. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, Father, if it is possible at all, remove this cup from me. Yeah. Would you pray this kind of prayer in public? We don't pray this kind of prayer in public. Jacob, he was running away from his brother Esau. And he knew what he had done to Esau. And he knew that as soon as he sees him, Esau will kill him. On the way, he knelt down. And he said, Lord, save me. I am afraid. Genesis chapter 32, verse 11 and 10. He says, I'm not worthy of the least of the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. He says, for I fear him. Can we pray publicly in front of our family, children, and kids that I am afraid of something? We don't. When it comes to strengthening our relationship with God, I am talking about the prayers which only I can hear and God can hear. Not neighbors, not my friends, my family. And one of the best prayer, that's my favorite prayer is found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Paul says, this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Let me summarize this prayer for you, and then we'll close. His prayer is, I pray that my love will increase for the Lord and His people. I pray that I may increase in knowledge and in all judgment, that I be able to prove excellent things, that I may be sincere until the return of Jesus Christ. I pray that I may be filled with fruit of righteousness. I pray that my words and deeds will glorify God. What an excellent prayer. When we pray our personal prayer, that's the time when we can hear from God and we need to talk to Him truthfully, sincerely, with open heart. We don't have to pretend when we pray. We might need to pretend when we are in public. We have to find good and fancy words. I do that most of the time. When I want to offer a prayer of good words, some holy and powerful words. But when I'm praying alone, my prayer is very broken. It has very simple words. You know, it is my personal experience. You don't have to agree with me. Sometimes I just sit and I tell God, Lord, I don't have words. Can I just sit? And I sit there and think about the words which I read in my daily reading. That's one of the best prayer. Saying some wrong things in the presence of God is better to sit silent. Do you agree? So, hearing Him and talking to Him will increase and strengthen our relationship. Reading is from the Word of God, and speaking to Him is prayer. The truthful prayer, the sincere prayer, the heartfelt prayer. Okay, here is my application for you today. The signs of strong relationship. How can you know if you have a stronger relationship with God? The first sign is desire to stay close to Him and desire to know Him more. The more you know Him, the more you want to know Him. And the second one is love for the saints, for the church family. People who are close to you in the church, you love them with the love of Christ. That's how we know that we know Him. The Bible says the one who doesn't love is like a dead man. 1 John. So, let's start reading our Bible more diligently and more with enthusiasm, with a sense that God is speaking to me. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to You that You speak to us. Your Word is Your mind, and we can read Your Word and know what You want, what You like, and what You dislike. And thank You very much that You allow us to speak to You, even though we do not deserve to talk to You. But thank You very much for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, so that He could make us qualified to stand before the throne of grace. Thank you. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.